Casting my eye over the survivors of numerous bookshelf culls, I see many of the usual suspects. Out of these predictable classics, special mention must go to Albert Camus' The Outsider, a novel I read in my late teens and which was responsible for me tearing up my application to study law in favour of French literature. Ditto In Search of Lost Time. In my 20s, while studying for an MA, an inspirational Proust expert, thank you Eddie Hughes, introduced me to the Madeleine episode and what you can do with semicolons and a genius for aperçu. For a long time, speaking to me across the decades, the invalid in his cork-lined room spoiled me for anyone else. During my 30s, his writing certainly contributed to me shedding all my own attempts. Frankly, I thought, why bother? I've stopped reading him now. I'm not sure why. Perhaps it's time to revisit him. However, in truth, in terms of properly life-changing literature, despite all of the literary giants I've read as an adult, it is the Narnia Chronicles by C.S. Lewis which have had the most profound and lasting effect on me. As a child, even after many rereadings, I was oblivious of any heavy-handed religious symbolism. I simply grew to love Lewis's alternative world, full of speaking animals and stories that made my innocent heart ache in ways I didn't always understand. One of my favourite characters was Puddleglum, the gloomy, mud-coloured marsh wiggle who burns his webbed foot, grinding out the Emerald Witch's hallucinatory, enchanting fire. Pessimistic and stubborn, Puddleglum recognised a falsehood when he saw one, declaring that even if he and his young companions had made up the trees and the grass and the sun and the moon and the stars, even if they were just babies making up a game, then four babies making up a play world could lick her world hollow. I've always thought we could do with more Puddleglums. I have a memory of being curled up on a battered horsehair sofa in the old farmhouse my parents were renting, raindrops trickling down the window pane, shivers running down my spine. I was reading the episode in Prince Caspian when Aslan reveals himself to Lucy in Glasswater Creek, though not to her brother and sisters. It's down to Lucy to convince her siblings to follow the great lion, even though they can't see him. I am Lucy. Why can't Peter, Edmund and Susan see that Aslan is trying to show them the right path? They're going the wrong way. Why won't they believe me? The thought then struck me, which is why I remember that moment so vividly, that given half a chance, I would leave my world behind and step into Narnia. It was a thrilling yet worryingly disloyal thought for a child to have. I had discovered the power and the lure of fiction. As an adult reader, I have an uneasy relationship with both fantasy and realism. As a writer, I am forever vacillating between the two. But the Narnia Chronicles taught me an early and crucial lesson about literature, that it doesn't have to be real to be true.